could be you. We want a plumber, a drummer, a bus driver, mechanic. You don't know, we have the answer. We don't want to stuck up, boy. We don't want.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
So I got the second part right now. You understand? This is the Empower Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I started off like people, my name's DJ Bobby Payne, and this is the Empower Hour. We're here to just pull the vibes in the morning, man. You don't know, man. Just keep it locked right here. Let's go.
Street. The homies got at me, collab creations, bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch, as long as my credit could vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Say out. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original Buck Shaker.
Down, good Lord, baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around, cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind,
wow.
I think about the girl all the time,
wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can hit? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
touching you and your body. We even talking about you and your other guy. I like it when you tell me what you'd do if I was with you. I like it 'cause you have nothing to hide. The way that you talk
to me, the things that you say,
what you say, what you say,
girl.
Baby.
That's right, man. Early morning to everybody, all the kings and queens. Big up yourself. Now get ready to be entertained and enlightened and empowered. It's the Empower Hour. You get me?
Tell me what you like, baby.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook Live at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as usual, I am joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening.
Blessed melanated rising, I am so grateful to life, God our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be on air here this morning. And I just ask that again, today's show, let it be very entertaining, let it be educational, most importantly, let it be empowering for all our listeners. And just I just pray that that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, good health, peace, prosperity be on each and every one of our listeners this morning. Hotep, amen. Ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Happy May 20th.
Hello.
How are you guys doing for this week?
Doing great.
Really? What's going on? Enlighten us.
I mean, nothing much, you know, just adulting.
You know,
and appreciating it. But I'm going to tell you this much. This summer I'm going to these streets. The streets are calling my name.
Okay.
You don't know that thing?
You don't remember?
The streets are calling my name.
I'm going to the streets. The streets are calling my name. We did the video. We showed the video like 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Doesn't even pay attention.
Gosh, Pete, what do you do? I mean,
where
are you?
Yeah, it did.
It's never happened.
Yes, it did.
Go check our page and see when you posted the actual video.
Exactly, bro. Come on.
I don't know. When you say streets are calling, I don't know.
Not them streets.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's something like I have no idea.
The post-pandemic streets, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
You got to clarify.
So I was out my house all weekend.
Nice.
I barely saw my house. It was too nice.
Good. Exactly. That's what's up.
It was too nice.
Right?
I
like that.
Definitely about it. And J. Cole's been playing all week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Every single week, every single day, it's been playing all week, so you guys already know what my intro song is going to be today.
Okay.
Well, you may not know the song, but you know
who it's
coming
from. Exactly.
exactly.
We know where it's coming
exactly.
from.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I had not last night, but the night before last. You gotta be careful what you watch before you go to sleep.
What did you watch?
I don't know. I had I was shooting the ish with my dad this week, and we started talking about Vikings. We started talking about the Avengers and all kinds of random stuff. Like we just talked for like an hour and a half, and I'm just like, oh, you know what? I just want to watch the Avengers right quick. And so I watched the last two Avengers, and I was in a whole war in my dreams. Like,
right?
It was a whole situation.
Okay.
It was a whole, like not to have to go recount the whole dream, but I was just like, I woke up like, yo, I'm exhausted.
But I want to know who you were fighting. Did you have a costume on?
No. It wasn't even a superhero. It was just the situation was problematic.
It was just a problematic
situation. It was just very, like, high emotions and all these things. And I woke up like, yo, you know what? I'm not doing that again.
tired.
Just watch what you want. Watch what, that's it. I'm just gonna watch like The Office before I go to sleep.
I love that Race. Show. That's my one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, last night before I went to bed, I watched RuPaul's Drag Race. That's the thing.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I'll tell you guys what I watched before I went to bed last night.
And then my dreams are all right. I can't watch too much of the actions and all these end of the world aliens coming. All these things. No.
I hear you.
It did too much.
Okay. All right. So that was Gina's week. On to you, Harold.
My week was kind of all over the place. Actually, I'm with Gina and being outside. Actually, yeah. Last week, I don't even remember what day it was, actually. Do you know it was Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah, on MCD Solo shooting a music video downtown. So Gina and I took the opportunity to go downtown and just lime.
That's what's up.
That was quite entertaining. It was cool to see Gina jump into traffic because she feels she has it right away. That's always nice.
Wow.
It was a crosswalk.
See, here's the
cars are supposed
all
to
all
stop.
All I'm saying is it's not me today again.
I just find it so.
No, but like he's acting like he doesn't know the rules of the road.
I understand.
There was a crosswalk. First of all, we're in Mont Royal. No, you know right. It's pedestrians over everything.
Yeah, absolutely. But it should be pedestrians over everything.
I'm just saying. I understand. I saw the crosswalk too. I'm just saying. I wouldn't lose my life for it.
I ain't never scared.
But I know. I'm just saying. Anyway, so I'm just going to keep going.
Okay, well, again, wasn't me today. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Other things, I don't know. I don't know if it's new or old, but I've been watching this Aretha Franklin thing on, I don't even know what platform.
Where are you
now.
Watching that?
I don't know if it's Disney. I don't know if it's Amazon. I don't know if it's Netflix. I know. It's
Who
not
is
Netflix.
Playing Aretha Franklin?
I think it's a biopic. I feel it's Amazon.
It's Jennifer Hudson? No.
No, it's not Amazon.
It's not Amazon Prime?
It's not. No, because I remember catching a glimpse of it when my sister was watching
Disney.
It. I think it's like Showtime or something.
It's either Prime or it's either Disney. But anyways, that's not even the point. The point is I've been watching just Aretha Franklin.
Is it Jennifer Hudson playing her, though?
No. Okay. I think it was supposed to be, but it's an actress that I have no idea who she is.
Is she good, though? Is she doing her justice?
I just feel casting-wise, it's just because, like, what my wife and I have been doing is every clip that they talk something, we Google it to see the actual original
image. Okay, the truth of it.
And I just feel just they could have casted somebody a little more heavier set.
Okay, just to mirror her,
just
right?
To mirror her a little bit better. Aside from that, it's a pretty good storyline. There's so many things I just
never knew.
About
exactly.
Aretha Franklin. She
exactly.
had a child at like 13, 14. Yeah. Like, it was crazy.
I didn't know that.
And the circumstances around there are insane, too.
Madness.
Okay, you got to share this because I don't even know what's going on.
I'm just saying.
Go watch. It's called Genius, right?
Yeah, something like that. Exactly. So big shout out, you know, just the queen Aretha Franklin. So that's been pretty lit.
All right.
And I promise not to deep dive, but
I won't.
But I did get a clip the other day that had me very distraught.
Okay, talk about it.
All right. So it is about like post vaccine situations,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very concerned because we know that the companies that roll out the vaccines, like they have insurance. There's a zero liability kind of clause to all
right.
the vaccines
right.
that they're putting out, which I always find weird. Just because if your product is so good, you know
then
what I mean?
Yeah, why zero liability?
Shouldn't you be like, I'll stand behind it? But anyways,
right.
I'm not gonna go there. But like, what happens to the victims now? When there are side effects that are you know, cerebral palsy, there's tons of different things
absolutely.
That I've seen.
Right.
Now, what happens to those victims? And like, who's looking out for them? Like, that's, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm just,
no,
because
you're
there's a lot of victims now. And now, and right. like, and again, I like to, you know, play neutral and, you know, not stir the water, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I just find it is unfortunate because I find, there's more promotion going on towards like why we should be vaccinated
yes.
and the community should be going, you know, and just getting it done. And they're soliciting groups like my own to get access to our members because they find not enough people within the melanated community are being vaccinated.
Yeah.
So they're coming up with different strategies and they're reaching out to different melanated leaders to ask us to, you know, encourage our community.
Right.
But like, okay, but what about the other side? What about, like, what kind of support is available for people who are just not being vaccinated? What kind of rights do those
exactly.
people have? And what kind of support is being available to them? And, again, like, what happens after the fact? Like, if or, like, let's
should
just
something
say,
happen
should
to
something
them,
happen?
What, yeah,
what are the repercussions? Like, not repercussions, just, like, who is taking care
who's
of these
people? Who's responsible,
basically. Exactly, because I don't know, is your insurance going to cover it? Is Medicare going to cover it? Like, you know, like, so these are things that I'm genuinely concerned about.
I hear you.
But that's why you have to read the fine print on things, right? And so, there's disclaimers to everything, and the disclaimer says you may have XYZ, right? You hear that at the end of the commercials, and that means try it at your own risk, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so if you happen to have something that's not necessarily listed in that list of risk, then you have grounds to sue and go report things like that. But
I never knew.
Yeah, like, I mean, if okay, for example, Viagra says you may get blah 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 blah, and if you end up getting something else that's completely out of it or whatever, maybe you have grounds for that. But if you put a disclaimer and says you can get all these things, it's mm-hmm. up to you to still do it,
right?
Which is exactly what they've done.
Right. And so the thing is that you're taking the risk, whatever that may be. And of course, you know, like, you, there's risk with taking Tylenol,
yeah,
right?
There's risks with taking anything,
right? So if you take it, they're saying that you're taking that risk. Mm-hmm. Although the risk can be minimum, because they, you know, they'll say the percentage are XYZ, the mm-hmm. same way how the percentage of deaths from COVID are pretty much relatable.
Right.
There's risk to all these different things.
But I guess
my issue to that is, I want us to stop being so polarizing about it. Mm-hmm. I want it to be that for those who want to take, for those who need to take it,
right?
For those who have that mental block to can't go on back to life as normal and need to take it,
yep.
like, take it. Because, I mean, my mom took it.
Okay.
She works in the health industry. Mm-hmm. My family in the States took it, yep. because they're the ones who lost people from the actual virus.
Right.
So they all were on that instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And they're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And amen.
You know, like, yeah, amen to that. Like, I'm right. glad that's not the situation. Mm-hmm. And then I know that there's the other side of it, of it being polarizing. Like, what are they putting in the vaccine and all these different things and mm-hmm. and trying
And I was going to say before, can we, like, call a spade? Because the other thing I think is important to make clear, that it's not necessarily a vaccine based off of, like, everything that's been coming out, and what they've actually said is that they've gotten the patent to be able to test this,
yes.
You know, like, it's I want to say an injection. Mm-hmm. So they're testing the contents of it, but it's not a vaccine, like how we've had vaccines that has helped humanity in the past. So I think that's what's very misleading in society, is that they're promoting it as just a vaccine, but there's no way they would have gotten a patent for an actual vaccine this short. They did get the vaccine they did get the okay to test it. And right, I think okay. that should be really, that I just, you know, I just find the narrative should be really clear so people could yeah, make informed decisions.
And I'll say that. Help loosely, because the last time I took a flu vaccine, mm-hmm. I was sick for 2 months.
Talk about
and
it.
Right. That was the last time I took exactly. it. So I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
And that's just me. And so I know that I don't need this to have to go on. I can live my life, but I want to appreciate, and I don't want anyone to decide to make it, to have a founded to make a founded decision, mm-hmm. an educated decision about right. it. But I also don't think that I'm not going to make anyone feel a way if they want to take it. I'm not
or they don't exactly. It just I'm your choice. That. It's, you know, it's like about, it's almost like who you vote for, your mm-hmm. business. You know what I'm saying? So right. that's that. Let's go to my week, which mm-hmm. was fine. My week was cool. I was outside like y'all. I'm not going to say what I was doing outside, mm-hmm. but I'll just say mm-hmm. I was outside. I'm trying to out myself.
Okay.
I'm not trying to out myself.
She don't belong to the streets. The streets belong to
exactly.
her.
Exactly. The streets are mine. You were playing The Streets Is Watching before with the Jay-Z too. I heard you. There was that. And what else? Oh, I tried this perfume thing, you guys. Okay. So I'm not a big TikToker, but I'm a big TikTok looker. Okay. I got TikTok, but I, you know, whatever.
All right.
So there was this thing on TikTok. It's like, oh my God, these perfumes are going to draw men to you and they're going to make men compliment you. Go get them. Right. Right. So Trish, you know, being the Trish that she is, I did it. I got a Versace one. Ooh, I got complimented by the bus driver this morning.
Okay. So it's working.
It works. Now, it's going to be a hot girl summer, hot single girl summer, I must say. But I'm going to be putting on those perfumes. That's all it is. And what else?
You want a trailer man following you this
yeah,
summer?
Yeah, just a, you know, trailer. Anyway, no, not like that. Sorry, not Shabba Ranks ways. I got mosquito bites. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? But that's okay, because summer is here. It's still technically spring.
All right,
but yeah. It feels like summer. And today, we are going to jump from 5 to 6 o'clock. We're going to jump 11 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's going to be super hot within that time. So I'm just letting you guys know. Morning, guys.
I have a fun fact for you and our listeners.
Biggie Smalls?
No, I'm saying, well, yes, you know? Biggie in the back. Big shout out all of
you.
Sorry.
But, y'all know that's my favorite rapper.
No, but what was I going to say? So you mentioned mosquito bites.
I have two.
Okay, guys, write this down.
Writing this down.
Vicks. Rub Vicks.
Mm-hmm. On my mosquito bite?
No, prior to going. Sorry. Okay, you will smell Vixie.
Wait, I mean.
Can I just use peppermint oil?
Yes, like just use peppermint oil. Can I just?
So you're lathered up in Vixie in the summertime, please?
I am.
Is that what's going on?
And because, well, we have a cottage, right? So we'll be out in the woods. And guys,
okay, all right.
Like, matter of fact, just the other day, when I took the Westcan workout class that you skipped,
shots fired to Trish this morning.
First of all,
I wasn't sent the link. I just want to let you know. Okay, thank you very much. I can't come to what I don't have the link for.
Oh my gosh, okay. So
okay,
I was just saying the point. I wasn't even the point. So I was just adding that. But and okay, so
I'm gonna get you, P.
Basically, we in Zingen and I did the class from outside.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So it was dope. Minus the mosquitoes, but
Vicks,
a little bit on the wrist, a little bit around the neck, like, you know, like as if we're putting on cologne.
Exactly.
And, yo,
you didn't
really
get none whatsoever.
I actually, I covered in Zynga. I watched them fly around her and never land. I was like, look at that.
Really? But you covered her? Because you only said you put it in certain spots.
The mosquito bites came
from my juicy parts.
Okay.
Put it on your juicy parts.
That I was gonna say. Just put it on those parts.
It came from my juicies. Anyways.
But I think peppermint oil could just do the trick. Put it in your lotion.
I'm with you.
I mean, I did that for citronella. When I went to Trinidad, I was there. It's Trinidad and Miami. I was there with that citronella oil.
Yeah.
It stinks, though.
Of course.
I don't love it.
Smell real bad.
But the mosquito bites are crazy.
Yeah, the Trinidad mosquitoes, they have no mercy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not here.
They have
it.
Absolutely no mercy. The West Indian mosquitoes have absolutely no mercy.
When the cockroaches are flying,
they don't have no kind of mercy. There's just like, Canadian blood, let's eat. Anyways, so yeah, that was my week. I'm happy today's going to jump up real, real, real high, and I might jump up outside in the name of Jesus. Jump up, Miami.
Yeah.
Miami Carnival, you mentioned that yesterday in our little chat. So if it's open, are you going to go?
All right, we'll talk about that in a sec. So let's take a quick little musical break, and we'll get back.
All right. We apologize for the profanity on the Empower Hour this morning. We do apologize for that. That was not meant to be disrespectful to anybody. But now we're going to move to the headlines, and I think Gina should start with this one.
Should I?
Absolutely.
Well, yesterday was the Haitian flag anniversary, though.
Ooh.
Okay.
I know, shoot. Where's the compa music?
It's right there.
Where is it, though?
Damn.
Uh-huh. Can we just play, like...
I mean, we played it already, but, you know, because...
We could
because
play
it's called
five,
IET.
5 seconds?
First of all, don't ever rush my music.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, shoot.
Well, you know, we love you, but Jesus.
I was trying to see.
There should never be a but after the we love you, okay? I don't take conditional love.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's the Capricorn in you.
Yeah, well, who wants conditional love?
Some people do. Hey.
So... In honor of the anniversary of the Haitian flag, like, we're just going to run this in the background the whole time.
Okay, totally.
You're a nerd. It's not 2 hours. It's not 2 hours.
Wait, the whole time because it's 2 hours. Yeah, well, sorry.
But I'll say this, though. Without even paying attention, though, yesterday I definitely did make some legumes and my
cool.
vie blanc and all that. So, like, I was with, actually, no, not yesterday. The day before yesterday, I said I could have it yesterday. I made it, like, Tuesday night. And so I definitely had my Haitian food yesterday.
That's what's up.
With some zabuoka. Hey. You have to add a zabuoka, you know?
I like how you call it zabuoka.
You have to add a zabuoka.
Nice, nice.
So big shout out to the Haitian Massive.
Amen. Just,
again, you know, union fait la force.
Hey. And
honestly, I say it all the time. I just big up Haiti all the time for what they've done for the people of African descent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're all of African descent.
Well, what they sacrificed, really.
What they sacrificed.
Because they're still paying for it till this day.
Yep.
Like, they're still made an example of for being the revolutionary pep that they are. And, mm-hmm. like, for coming out. Like, when you go through the history, too, like, they were about liberating Haiti, they were about liberating the Caribbean and like other places too.
Yes,
like,
yes.
They helped the Russians. I don't even know how they got all these places, so but they were out.
Technically, shame on us as melanated people all over the planet for not attacking France and just making sure that Haiti rises and continues to rise. So shame on all of us. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, I feel like I said it on the show, but they went back to France, right? After all is said and done, right? Because Haiti had to pay back France for its liberation for years. And so they said, now that we all can acknowledge what was done was an atrocity, you guys want to go ahead and pay back reparations? They're like, let's think about it. Came back 5 years later, like, nah.
No.
But what did we expect? We expect reparations. Okay, I got it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what politician or what scholar or whoever it was in France who said it, but they said that if they were to release hold of the colonies that they had, France would be a third world country.
Of course.
Because they don't produce anything.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
But the whole globe would be a third world country if it wasn't for melanated people.
Hello. Can I be about it.
Like, let's be real. If we were all say, you know what, Bandes, we're going back to Africa and just populate the entire Africa.
Right, exactly.
Well, how about the countries most known for their best chocolate?
Thanks.
Can't grow cocoa.
Thanks. Okay. That's,
how?
You know what I mean? And again, I don't want to. I don't want to forget those who did not originate out of off the continent. Like, I do know we have, you know, Canadian born blacks and we have American born blacks and stuff like that. But our roots are stemming from the continent. And
talk about it.
Yeah, if we were all to just say we're just going to go back there, the whole planet would be a third world country.
But is it my ignorance? But aren't the Canadian and American born blacks because they're descendants of slaves?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Because actually, first, if you think about it, prior to slavery, melanated people were all over the planet. Mm-hmm. They just because of our genius and our awesomeness, we've been traveling the planet. No, I'm just setting the tone here.
I know. I like it.
And if you go further back, when the actual planet was like this big one kind of landmass, it actually kind of makes sense, like that. Like, we didn't actually have to travel super far. We didn't have to cross waters and stuff like that. We were on one big landmass. Mm. And it kind of broke up after time. But we've been all over the place, right? So melanated beings
We've been everywhere. Been being.
So they keep trying to tell us that, you know, that we are, you know, whatever, the smaller population on the planet. But that's not true. We are definitely, there's more melanated people on the planet than anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just need to realize that and start functioning like we are it.
That's it.
So, okay, that's I'll digress.
All right, no problem. Occupation in Palestine. It's a big deal, guys.
So I wanted to talk about this like 2 weeks ago, but, you know, I wanted to keep our headlines and stuff pretty local.
Okay.
But one, this is nothing new. Mm. Two, mainstream media does a great job at not covering this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because of their alliances to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the long and the short for those who may not know what's going on with Palestine and Israel right now. So in now this latest thing, right? So again, this has been going on for a long time. But in the latest news,
mm-hmm.
Israel's trying to expand, right? They're running out of space. And so let me go back. Mm-hmm. Because biblically speaking, apparently in the Bible, you know that great book of fiction. Don't come for me. I don't care. I'm just telling you this because it's been retranslated all kinds of things. And
the Bible has been rewritten so many times.
Reinterpreted.
By so many people.
I'm about to go on a
people
tangent.
People put
here.
It, put things to their own, like, you know what I mean? Their own liking. You know what I mean? The Bible has been redone so many times. Don't come for us.
I only read the Kanye Bible. Go ahead.
I'm sure the original authors are in heaven like, no, but I didn't say that.
Right?
That's not what I wrote.
That's what
are you talking about?
I read the book of Kanye.
Yeah, okay.
But just on that. that note too, just so I can share with you guys.
Yes.
I had someone who told me that they were in church one day and that they said that their interpretation of Adam and Eve and the apple, but that the apple wasn't a fruit.
No.
Right? And you've heard this before, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. No, they said that the apple was about giving oral sex.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And so that oral sex is the reason why Adam and Eve were
so many times
banned out of Eden.
Yo, I'm all for this. Continue. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not about her eating the apple. It's about because they had oral sex, and you know that's the cardinal sin that got them kicked out of Eden. That was their interpretation of the apple.
Oh.
Where.
That is lit.
Where? How, Sway?
I don't know.
How?
I have absolutely no idea.
So, anyway,
that thing has been changed so many times, that story. I just don't even.
I
don't dive into that at all. But go
Super
ahead.
Tangent.
Yeah.
So, based on the writings and the interpretation of that book, powers that be globally had said, oh, okay, well, according to this, the Hebrews and Jesuits, they came from here. And that here happened to be the country of Palestine.
Okay.
And so they said, make way, small up yourself, right?
Push yourself to the side.
And we're just going to put people here. We're gonna allow them to call this their country. And so now Palestine's not even, like, some places don't even recognize Palestine as a country.
Wow.
They say the territories of.
Okay.
Right? And so they're trying to erase their whole country and stuff like that. So now today, the issue is now Israel is like, we need more space. So they're just deciding to go into Palestine. And displacing people. And like there was, I was literally watching a video of someone saying, like speaking to the man, say his name was Abraham. I think his name was Abraham. And they're just like, but you know, this is our land. You know, this is wrong. He's just like, look, I know, but if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah. I think I've seen that. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so we know we're doing wrong. But you're just
but
saying, well,
care.
Like, I want to settle. And this is where they told me to settle.
Yeah.
And I get you're there. But if I don't do it, somebody else will.
Wow.
And so this is what's going on. And now they're all at war.
Of course.
There's bombs. They've floored sky-rising buildings in Gaza.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very terrible.
Children are at risk every day of losing
course.
Their lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
wow.
And you know, so they have been protesting around the world. They have been protesting in Montreal, too.
In Montreal.
And I'm going to say this.
Yes.
Like, shout out to the Hasidic Jews who came to the front line and sided with the Palestinians. Saying I put in the link. I want to name there because I believe it's the Independent Mind. I believe they're called the Independent Mind, Jewish Independent Mind Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And they came while people were holding the Israeli flag and people were holding the Palestinian flag.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and they walked right past the Israelians and right with the Palestinians and said, we do not agree with what's going on in Israel and Palestine.
So they came together.
And they came together with
beautiful.
Them.
Beautiful.
And they stood with them.
We need to stop fighting, man. This is crazy. Children,
I just,
women,
I'm
families.
Just trying to understand, like, who are the powers that be that allow this?
Right. That just say, okay,
West.
No problem. Like, who does that?
The West.
And if we're okay with taking direction from these powers of B, are these the same powers that are issuing and they're telling us it's safe to take COVID vaccines? Are these the same
well,
powers
that's
that
it.
Be?
Like,
I mean, I just want, I'm
who's
just
saying,
asking.
Okay.
Are these are the same. Are we taking direction
problem.
From
this
these direction from
ago,
people?
Though.
No, but we're taking direction from these people. These are, okay. All right. I'm just going to, okay. Sorry. Let's
we got to keep on going.
Yeah.
You know, we got to keep on going.
Just
all right.
Context. These are the people that we want to take direction from because they think that these type of things are okay. So, we should okay I'm
all
gonna,
right talking about COVID talking yeah. to keep it we're gonna yeah. keep it on that line the curfew ends terrasses open May 28th as Quebec begins lifting restrictions by the end of August masks will no longer be mandatory in public places if 75% of 12 people 12 and over are fully
did you say 12
12 plus are fully vaccinated. That's what it says. It definitely says you got to be 12 and over to be vaccinated, but they also did say that they can't discriminate on patios if you're not vaccinated. So I am very interested in seeing how this goes. I was watching Frankie speak the other day, and I find it funny that Frankie lift a curfew and all this kind of stuff 2 days after his birthday. So I am just like, oh, his
Frankie
birthday.
Frankie going to the streets.
Frankie's birthday is May 26th, and we are free to be out and bod May 28th. So I don't know.
I'm surprised he didn't do it on his birthday.
No, nah, Frankie
been more
didn't
G.
do it. No,
he
no, no,
been
no,
more
no.
G he's, and be
well,
like,
we all know
to
he's so out of
me?
Touch. No, because
to
you know
me?
He's so out of touch. So he
no,
won't.
He it's his birthday weekend, though.
Yes. Exactly.
He got
to so
work
he wants
on
to
his
gather
birthday.
With his family. So I just found that funny in true Gemini nature that he went that he went and did that. So how you guys feeling about the terraces being open? Are you guys going to engage, partake? What's the story?
Absolutely.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, right?
And here's the thing, too, that's a little odd with his 75, these random numbers that he's coming out with.
Right,
but,
right.
Because in Europe, they said it's 30. Like, for them, they said once you have immunization, whatever, at 30%, that they were going to open back up. Uh-huh. So I'm not sure, like, his little 75% situation sounds like a little pressure, and I don't appreciate
he's
that.
He's also quite unsure, though. Like, I mean, when you watch Frankie speak, there's a lot of, and when he gets nervous, what I notice about Frankie is he smiles, and he looks to Dr. Aruda, because he needs Dr. Aruda to be like, okay, back me up. It's kind of one of those things, you know what I'm saying? So when he's talking about these numbers, it's utterly confusing, first of all. It's like, okay, by the 28th, this is going to happen. By the 11th, this is going to happen. But based on if these people are vaccinated, and that's why we've opened up vaccine centers everywhere. The airport, you go into Square Victoria Metro Station, there's a vaccine place. You can drive by vaccine.
I know.
It's kind of like,
I was going to the office, and I was like, what is this? It looked like a kind of circus setup. Like something like it looks like it was like it looked like a festivity, and
yeah.
I was like, what is happening? When I'm reading the thing, good, I'm like, oh, drive.
It's a drive-through vaccine.
Yeah, dope. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, there's great terrace opening, all that good stuff. All
right.
75% of people being vaccinated to be able to make this happen.
To have masks off by August.
I don't see that being upheld.
I'm just saying, going back to the original point, where all these people getting sick from these vaccines. So are we just looking to raise the odds of those people getting sick? Is that so? We just want more people getting sick from the vaccines?
I don't think that number is going to be upheld. I think he's saying these things. I think he's feeling the pressure because honestly, the rest of the world is opening up, and
right.
Here we are in Canada, like
curfew.
Oh no, like we're still under, and we places with worse numbers than ours, i.e., in Europe, in the U.S. and stuff like that, have opened. So now that people are taken to the streets.
Yeah, I know certain people that haven't had curfew in weeks. They're like, yo, bun this whole curfew thing.
Yeah, me too. I know a lot of people who, like, I'm not saying no names.
Listen,
some of y'all, I'm alive.
No
playing.
No names.
No
names.
No names.
Listen, when we were walking Mount Royal, the whole idea of like, you're supposed to wear masks if you're walking in the street. And then when you're supposed to sit down 6 feet, people are just like, yo,
everyone is just so tired, like you said, of this nonsense. Everyone is just over it.
And so what, you're going to arrest everybody?
Exactly. The other day I was walking with a friend of mine and we were side by side, obviously, we're walking, and this lady's walking towards us with her mask on, and she's like, you guys have no mask on.
Whoa. Thank
Don't
you.
Talk to me. Lady.
And I was like, oh, Lord.
Don't ever talk to me.
I have the temper of the mafia put inside of me, so I was just like, Trish, just don't, okay? Yeah, she literally went around. You see these people walking on the sidewalk, off the sidewalk?
Yeah.
You guys are going to get licked by a truck. Yeah, I am not coming off the sidewalk for nobody. I'm tired of this foolishness.
And I'm not walking on the sidewalk with a mask. I want to breathe
with somebody. Exactly.
Like, I don't care if I'm with somebody or not. Because at the end of the day, when you're walking on the sidewalk, you cross someone, you're going to cross the person.
Hello. Talk about it.
So, no. Don't ever address me in your life. Know your place.
Like,
your
seriously,
place
she almost got herself. The person with me almost knocked her head off. But whatever. It didn't happen. You're lucky you still have your head, lady. Yes. Next time, probably
kumbaya,
you won't.
Yeah, love, peace, unity.
Listen, did you want me to be arrested? Thank you. Okay. Did you think of my long term? No.
I just wanted to throw some positive words on there.
Sarcastically.
Just contrast.
All right. Whatever.
But also, the terraces are opening on the 28th, but I think they say the bars is going to be June 11th.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Does that mean the club gets to open back up? Is that
yes.
The
I'm hoping so for...
Well, if they have a terrace, though, I think. I don't know if you can open inside. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't... Yeah, the inside stuff. And then thing two, let me just add one more thing to this thing. When I'm watching it, because I watch it for context for this show, of course, the journalists are asking. I love everybody. The journalists are great. I know it's not an easy job, but some of the questions they're asking, holy jeez, Louise, I can't cuss. But my goodness, they're asking these questions where it's like the same question over and over for him to give the exact same answer in a different way. So you guys are helping him be an idiot at the same time. Like, come on. Like, seriously? So the journalists are like, okay, so what if it rains outside? What are you going to do? Are people going to be able to come inside? Well, hello. What you think? Like, anyways, I will not start. No offense to any other journalists, but I just think that we should ask, like, more direct questions, because we are also asking these questions, the same question in English and in French. These news conferences, they just need to be a little bit more organized, a lot better. Anyways, going on for that. So as we talk about COVID-19, we keep on going. The borders are set to reopen, or they're going to try to start. They go reopen, girl. They go reopen. So at some point... A report from Bloomberg News says that the Canadian government is holding internal discussions about plans to reopen the United States-Canada border to non-essential travel. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since March 2020 and is still closed until at least May 21st, which is tomorrow. There's absolutely no reason why the U.S.-Canadian border can't open to those who have been vaccinated, both on the U.S. side and the Canadian side, says Rep. Brian Higgins. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised of that last part, those who have been vaccinated.
And it begins. It begins.
Mm-hmm. That's all we got to say. It begins. I mean, we knew this was coming. We've known from last year that this was coming.
These are just the discussions of it. And, you know, we have to also just take into account that, I mean, countries have the decision to make the rules that they want to make, but they are also arguing that how are you going to, like, how are you going to do that is discriminatory as well. And as well, this pushes a narrative of forcing people to get vaccinated.
Right.
So again, these are the discussions. That's what's on the table. Mm-hmm. Oh. So it's being said on the table. But we'll see what comes out of that before we try. I mean, it can happen. I get it. You know me. I'm team optimism, and I'm facing feral pessimists over there.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but no, because I like the way they're saying that, you know, people should be forced to be vaccinated,
right? In an indirect way.
Did you guys hear that there's side effects? Did you guys hear about those side effects? because I just find it so ironic. I like, how can you force a person to basically put themselves at risk to say, well, you know, something bad could happen, but you have to do this. How could you tell me that? Like, how could we let this happen? Anyways, can we keep going, please?
But again, they tell you that for everything, and you still do it. If you've taken a Tylenol in your life, they told you what you can have side effects, and you said, I'm still going to do it.
I'm sorry, Gina. I just haven't seen anybody who got
people almost died from taking Advil. Are you kidding me? Like, listen, I'm just saying.
Fam Jam, we got to keep on going.
Yo, Trish, why are you rushing us this morning?
Because y'all said y'all want to do something by 7:45.
No, you're right. She's right.
Yo, guys.
7:45. You guys want to deep dive some more? I'll let you.
I don't even know why you're giving Gina time.
Okay, anyways, Quebec's push to amend constitution can impact all Canadians. Experts say what the experts are always saying, something nearly three decades after the failure of the Charlottetown Accord, Quebec's status as a direct society and hand-wringing over the constitutional reform are back on the table. Quebec rolled out proposed language reforms last week that aim to make unilateral changes to the Canadian Constitution, known as Bill 96. The legislation seeks to amend the country's supreme law to enshrine Quebec's status as a nation and its official language as French. Guys, I can't cuss, so I'm not going to talk about this one.
What does this mean? Can you break down the terms?
Quebec wants to be by itself in French. Boom.
I mean, they didn't say by themselves.
But they do, though.
They want to make changes to the Constitution. Here's the thing. I'm here for changes to the Constitution, a review, right? Because, they need to do it in the States, too, because these constitutions were written at a time where we were three-fifths of a man.
You're right.
So I'm here for the review of it. What I'm not here for is you trying to use that as a referendum gateway. Okay.
Yep.
Because no.
Okay, you know what, guys? If they want to keep this referendum stuff up, now normally I wouldn't say this on the radio.
These views are not of the Empower Hour.
You know when I start like that, but I'm just saying. I think it might be time that as a melanated community we start to strategize. And take the whole of Quebec. If this is what's going to be going down right now, encore l'union fait la force. A lot of our brothers and sisters from the Haitian diaspora who are descendants of the amazing people who were able to kick the French out of Haiti. I'm just saying maybe it's time we take over Quebec. could be time. It could be time.
It could be time.
We just need to strategize. Anyways, anybody who's down, just hit me up. We're such
I just want to say we should be promoting bilingualism. Everybody should know two languages. It's so beneficial. That's I'm all I'm saying. With
it's just New Brunswick is the only official province in Canada that's an official bilingual.
That's super smart.
We should be pushing that's super smart. Instead, it's so beneficial to have two languages. Like, don't
Trish, everyone's about separation. No one's about unity.
Again, I want to say again, Quebec and all you folks out there. This whole war against English is not that serious. Because when I step outside of Montreal, I'm not even talking about like outside of the greater Montreal, because I can tell you there's some places in Laval where they're just like, I say, I know speak English. Mm. Okay. Mm. I can go to the South Shore and it's the same thing too.
True.
But your main city of business, the city that brings in outside companies to employ your people, they come from the outside world. You're going to force them to speak French? No.
Yes.
And so, no, you're not. Because I can promise you Morgan Stanley's going to be out of here with the quickness. Which is why we lost a lot of other companies. And now you have to incite the companies to come back.
Right.
Have them have 10 years of tax-free business going on here.
Absolutely.
So they're, it's not contributing to our economies because of your past mistakes.
Hello.
So you keep on talking about this. It's the language. We're not losing the language in Quebec. Your business capital is doing what business does in every single country.
Right.
You go in any metropolis, anywhere, the business language is English.
Right. Yeah, but if you understand like the what they're doing here, it's not a nice process. Like because like learning a language should be, you know, a
absolutely
privilege and
absolutely
like people should be excited about it. But
for
the
sure
way they're bullying people and forcing people is because
it
Quebec
is
the Mississippi of Canada. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're like, yeah, we don't care. We're like, we're blatantly racist and we don't care about your language.
But why don't you
speak
take notes
French
from your if you want to be it's your ancestral rights, right? If you want to be like we the French people,
mm-hmm,
take note from them because you know in Europe they know multiple languages.
Of course,
it's way
and
more
this is
than
why
two.
I'm saying promote
like,
that instead.
We're underachievers here with this two language business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on. Anyway, moving forward, are you guys invested into Bitcoin?
It's a no for me.
P.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I think I have some investment in Bitcoin, but it's like I'm not focused enough to feel comfortable investing
in
any
large. See,
that's
the thing. I'm not invested in Bitcoin either. I know I have a friend of mine who's forcing me to do it. I have stocks and stuff like that, but no Bitcoin. But it says now Bitcoin falls further as China cracks down on cryptocurrencies. So I don't know about all this, but it does say Beijing banned banks and payment firms from providing services related to cryptocurrency transactions. It also warned investors against speculative crypto trading on Tuesday. It follows falls in Bitcoins of more than 10% last week after Tesla said it would no longer accept the currency because people are paying for their Tesla with their Bitcoin and there's a lot of fraud and stuff like that going on. You know what? These kind of things are actually easy to fraud. It's not hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I guess they're refusing it because they've come across a lot of fraud and this is why I haven't invested in Bitcoin at all. I would not put my real money into Bitcoin. I have it in different stocks and stuff like that, different investments like that, but never something I can't see. I'm about my money. I like my money. You know, I like to see what it's doing.
For me, and it's no disrespect for anyone who's invested in it, and maybe it's my ignorance and I live in it because you know what? My coins are still in my bank account. But to me, it's like it was the greatest pyramid scheme ever. Because in a sense of this, right, they're saying, guys, money depreciates, but put it in this and your money will never depreciate. But that's all only based on the fact that other people want to buy your Bitcoin.
Exactly.
So you're basically telling them, come put this in this big savings account. We're going to give you an arbitrary number based on how many people want to buy it. Because they're like, because there's a limited number of stocks that you can buy.
Right.
Until they decide to open that limit of stocks to more people.
To more, right.
Exactly.
And then it depreciates your stock automatically. And then now when the banks are saying, just like, because these are on servers that are untraceable on this, on that, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So banks are just like, okay, but to get your money to these untraceable servers, you got to go through us. And we're saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. No, well, you're absolutely right. And I think it's just a, maybe we're just too poor to be having this conversation because really the people who are putting money in Bitcoin, because they could blow 10 racks and not it's like for us, 10 G's we might feel that like our significant others might watch us different. Like, so we can't play with money like that. So the conversation is kind of over our head.
I say what's not over our head is in any investment that you do, because you have to understand the risk. Don't invest what you can't afford to lose.
That's
well,
it.
That's it. That's right? What it's
about. In right. all cases, because everything you're talking about.
I don't even
about.
Care if it's penny stocks.
Stock, exactly. Because right. stocks is the same kind of thing. You're trusting that the company is going
to
do it.
I do. It's really, exactly. It's really hard to watch because I have a Wealth Simple account and I watch it every single day. It's very hard to watch. It's
yes.
Tough.
It's
hard.
You're on a digital casino.
Exactly. Because your money goes casino. Up, your money goes down. Your money goes, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on now. So you got, I think, you know what? There's a lot of education in that. You got to learn about it before you do it. Yeah, like anything else. It's like, I'm not good with numbers and stuff like that. Someone does help me. But yeah, anyway, learn about that stuff. All right, we're going to move on. 6 in 10 indigenous women experience physical or sexual abuse, says Statistics Canada. So,
while in Quebec? Or just in general?
Well, this is Canada.
Statistics Canada. Okay. So new data from Statistics Canada reveals that more than 6 in 10 Indigenous women report having been physically or sexually assaulted at some point during their lifetime, compared to more than 4 in 10 non-Indigenous women. The data collected by Statistics Canada in 2018 counted both intimate partner violence and violence from non-intimate partners. Way. It's too much, man.
Well, I think this is an important conversation while we're talking about the femicide going on in Quebec. When we're and we talk about it being in the BIPOC community, but now this is putting numbers to that claim, right? And thankfully, this it's not 6 out of 10 femicides in there, but that's still abuse, right? And with how things have been going on in the pandemic and how people have been closed with their captors, because that's basically what it ended up being. In these last pandemics, like you're increasing that possibility when you're talking about such high numbers of abuse in the first place.
Absolutely.
And so I think it was important to mention that because we talk about melanated community and they are part of the melanated
of
community.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's sad because it's just thinking of the history and how they've been treated from right. jump. Right, okay. So it's just like, yeah, it's
like, when is it enough? Mm-mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's and like, what are they paying for? Because they did nothing wrong. Mm. Like, why are they continuously paying? Why are they continuously going through
It's just
this situation?
Because the same powers that be that thought it was okay to come and kill them and take their land. And you know, the same powers that be that are completely, you know, now invading Palestine. And same powers that be that are invading the rest of the planet with, you know. I'm just saying, like, these powers that be don't have anything positive to bring to society.
You want to know my honest opinion from an educational standpoint? When we talk about, like, how Quebec's trying to, like, fight for their language, I think that from an educational standpoint, we all should be more educated on the culture of the indigenous people.
Of course.
We should be able to be able to address them in their language. I mean, languages. There's a lot of different languages
well,
depending
that's
on your
it.
Tribe, too,
right.
as well. But, I mean, whatever tribe... Like, we have large reserves. Like, I mean, Cotonawagi's right there. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
If you want to talk about your history and teaching people and being what's right for what's rightfully Quebecois and or Canadian,
right.
It's not the French and or the English people.
Yeah.
It's the native people.
Sure
and so if you want to right some wrongs here, if you want to talk about losing culture, well, start putting back what was lost from the indigenous
Amen.
People first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll listen to what you have to say about your French
I like
language.
That.
Mm.
I like that.
Hey, snaps to that.
Snaps to that. And we're going to end this one on a... it's a sad note. This was surprising to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people. Paul Mooney, the actor, comedian, famous for his roles in the Buddy Holly story and Bamboozle, has passed away at 79. Mooney passed away Wednesday morning in Oakland, California. His daughter, Spring Mooney, confirmed on Twitter. The cause of death was a heart attack, according to reports.
Did he take the vaccine?
You know,
sir, I just had to ask the question.
Not,
all right, okay.
I don't know.
Let's
it doesn't
moment.
Say
can
anything
we...
about that, but we are going to take a moment of silence for him, correct?
Yes, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, before we segue, because
I
felt it'd be cool to end this segment with a little clip from
Paul Mooney.
So this is a clip when he was on the Dave Chappelle show.
Which one do you have?
So he's doing a movie, some movie reviews.
Okay, cool. All right.
Little disclaimer, it's going to end pretty heavy. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Not as heavy as that track I played earlier, so.
Please,
wow,
nothing like
sir.
That. My goodness.
In Jesus' name. Okay,
let's
get this going here.
Here he is, America's favorite, my favorite, Ms. Paul Mooney.
And now, Mooney on Movies.
Our first film is Gone with the Wind. This film is an epic romance centering around Scarlett O'Hara, a damsel in distress during the Civil War. It is a must-own, must-see movie. I highly recommend it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've actually seen Gone with the Wind 13 times since I was 10 years old. No kidding.
You must be on crack. I don't think we've seen the same movie. I thought Scarlett was a hoe because she went to bed with everybody but Mammy. I love Mammy. Mammy was the best. The best scene in the movie is when Mammy told the white people, "Get off my porch, white trash." I stood and I applauded. I loved every bit of it.
I liked Mammy, though. I thought she was great. I thought she had a great role.
Do you know in real life, it was Hattie McDaniels. They wouldn't let Mammy go to the opening. Hollywood, no, Hollywood goes too far. But she's dead.
Adorable.
But she's dead. But everybody comes back. Everybody comes back to get their money. She came back as Oprah Winfrey to get her money.
Barbershop is a smart comedy about a day in the life of a black barbershop on the south side of Chicago. It is owned by Ice Cube and inhabited by a colorful cast of characters who bicker with one another in various hilarious ways. Recently, a sequel was made.
You know it's just a front. It really, they sell drugs out of barbershops.
The Last Samurai centers around Tom Cruise, a Civil War veteran who goes to Japan and teaches the Emperor's troops how to fight.
Mr. Mooney?
No. Another movie that's... I was offended by it. Hollywood is crazy. The Last Samurai starring Tom Cruise,
mm-hmm.
He's the Last Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. That movie was offensive. I mean, Hollywood is crazy. First they had The Mexican with Brad Pitt, and now they've got The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. Well, I've written the film. Maybe they'll produce my film. The Last Nigga on Earth, starring Tom Hanks. How about that?
Came a long way, man. We just came a long way. And we sitting on top of this. This can go one of two ways. It can go up. It can go down. Either way, I'm prepared. Feel me? Yeah. I be coming in peace, but f- me, best beware the others. It's deep, undercovers creep. This southern heat make them bearable. Summer just last week, seen your mama weep. Crying cause she don't wanna bury your brother. The blood leaks while the EMTs gotta carry her baby like surrogate mothers. Whoa, thank God we survived. Around with a terrorist, hovered though traumatized. Wouldn't trade it for nothing through hard times. It was there I discovered a hustle and making the best out of struggle. I kept grinding to the stay up a level, respect mine. Gotta stay out of trouble cause Tech Nines like the air I rebuttals. Cold world, knowing what it is. Just in case they don't, I show them what it is. This summer I do real numbers, couldn't dare touch it if they sold a double disc. Black hot burning up the street. Pop, popping and we heard it up the street. It's a war, looking, running up the score. Jesus said that you should turn the other cheek. Was this getting mad? We dead bodies smarter, older industry. My homie got out on parole. He's on more Coca-Cola than the soda industry. Summertime bring the coldest winter breeze. Hella blues like the rolling 60s. Christ went to heaven age 33 and so did Pepsi and so did Nipsey. I told you it can go up, it can go down. I don't give a I done seen the highest heights. I done seen it twice, and I seen the lowest of the lows, and still I rose. Now I'm at your neck. Yeah.
Whew. That was J. Cole's interlude. That was the song he put in the middle of his album.
Yeah, that's it.
That
right.
Song was fire.
Was
I right. Like that.
The album was high. It's just maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe they were too high. They were
I'm
pretty
sorry,
high.
Guys. Oh
okay.
My gosh,
this is something that
I'm supposed to go into goals and affirmation, but
I think I should duck. I don't know. I just
no,
because like...
when he wrote that,
we, yeah, he
when
did
he
write
that,
it, and I was
wrote
like
it in the group. I thought he was jokesies.
No,
I thought he was jokesies.
No, it wasn't a jokesies. It wasn't a jokesies.
I listened to it back to back two times. I was like,
you listened to it twice to make sure that you got all the memes.
Two times back to back. times. Okay. Two times, back to back.
Maybe you needed a different day. Maybe you needed a separation. Maybe you just needed to listen to it on a different day. I don't know.
I just said two times back to back. And I was like, how come? I don't know. I was
how looking come? Do you think it's just you, though, P? Because you really don't like a lot of things.
But I was with other people in the car. I was like, did it do for you? Well, they're like,
are the other people just like you?
Who's like me? Gina, who's like me? Calm down.
Oh my God. Where this is gonna go.
Anyway, sorry guys.
All right, goals and affirmations, please, and thank you.
You know what? You know what? In you know it's funny because
she said, you know, it's, you know when people start off a sentence like that, it's not necessarily it's funny. It's more or less sarcastic.
No, it's not. It's not even sarcastic. It's not a sarcastic one because I don't know how this happens every week, but this is just in line. It's just in line.
It wouldn't be a show if we didn't.
No, because today, this week's TED Talk is called Protecting Your Emotions.
That's what I'm saying.
You see? Because people like Farrah.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you add that to the end of that?
And I just had to protect my emotion right there, and I'm just going to have to respect his opinion and know that everybody has one. You know, they say opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has them. So I'm just going to respect his opinion for his.
I never heard that before.
It's actually, true. You said that?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah, you know.
Why don't we use ears? Everyone has ears.
No, because the real term is not the PC butthole.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so this week's TED Talk is about protecting your energy, and it's given by Jessica Woods. She's worked in the athletic field for her career. So, you know, difficult emotions can get under your skin if you're not careful. Sports and performance consultant Jessica Woods calls it the jumping chola effect. So the choya effect is it's a plant that if you get too near it, it's a prickly plant.
Okay.
If you get too near it, just from its sensing you, it'll jump on you.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And it'll stick to you and it's hard to take off, right?
Okay.
So that's what a choya is. So it's inspired by a sneaky kind of cactus that detaches and burrows its spines into its unsuspecting passerby. In this empowering talk, she shares four mood regulating strategies to help you gain self-awareness of your feelings, avoid catching other people's emotions, mm-hmm. and perform at your peak, whatever your prickly situation may be.
Love that.
And so, again, this is in line with it being Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, this spoke to me a lot because I'm the type of person who sits on ready. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Right.
Mm. And I'm the type of person where, like, I ride for mine. So all you got to tell me is, like, yo, we riding and I'm here with you, right?
Right.
But that's a bit problematic. You know, it's a bit problematic. So if you come to me and just like, yo, and you know, it reminded me of actually an episode on The Office.
I love The Office.
So,
which one?
So Dwight comes into the office one day and he's just like, we're boycotting the mall. He always has some bright idea.
Oh my goodness.
They discriminated against him. This is a tragedy.
Right.
And so the whole office is like, well, why? What's going on?
Right.
He's like, well, I tried to go buy something and they mistreated me.
Okay.
So Kelly comes out. She's just like, well, you just got pretty womaned. And she's just like, that's not right. So the whole office gathered behind him. They're like, we're gonna dazzle you up. We're gonna teach you manners, all these different things. And we're gonna go back in there mm-hmm. and with a bunch of bags and tell them, you guys work on commission, right? Big mistake, huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're all rallying behind him. They're like, yeah, no, this is, we're gonna stand for our rights here. We're all
right.
upset. They go to the store and they're just like, so he gets in the store. He's just like, good afternoon, good day.
Dwight is so